In this bulletin, former Defense Minister Peter Dutton criticizes the decision to allow the Marugapan family to return to Queensland. The G7 agrees to phase out coal. And in the AFL, Buddy Franklin awarded the Goods O'Loughlin Medal after the Sydney Swans win against Richmond. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Former Defence Minister Peter Dutton has criticised the decision to allow the Marugapan family to return home to the Queensland town of Biloela. The new Labour government has followed up on its election campaign promise to send Priya and Nadis Marugapan and their two daughters, Kopika and Tharnika, back to Biloela after the family was removed and placed in immigration detention from 2018. Interim Home Affairs Minister Jim Chalmers says the family can now live in the community on bridging visas, though no permanent visa has been granted. The parents arrived in Australia by boat and have been attempting to seek asylum after fleeing Sri Lanka's civil war. Mr. Dutton says this case will be an incentive for people smugglers.
We know that they're back in business under this government. The first boat's already arrived, and the people smugglers will be out there marketing this case. They'll look at this case and say to those people that they want to put on their boats that, look, if you wait long enough, you'll get into Australia. And if that's the case and people start to get onto boats, then that is a tragedy for them because we know that women and children and men drown.
Up to 28 people have been injured in a tourism boat accident at Horizontal Falls off the Kimberley coast of northern Western Australia. There were 26 passengers and two crew members on board when the boat capsized on Friday morning, though details have not been provided and an investigation has started. The Royal Flying Doctor Service had been treating patients at the remote site and the temporary triage zone nearby with 6 aircraft, 6 doctors and 6 nurses deployed. It's understood that those injured have been sent to either Perth or Broome for treatment, though no injuries are life-threatening. Officials in the U.S. state of Texas say police made the wrong decision in waiting nearly an hour for additional officers before breaching the classroom where a gunman killed 19 children and 2 teachers. It follows days of mounting questions about the law enforcement response. Police say the gunman entered the building unobstructed through an unlocked door. It's been revealed that he had been outside the school for 12 minutes before entering and was on the premises for up to 1 hour before a tactical unit led by United States border agents killed him. Video has emerged of parents pleading with officers to charge into the classroom where 18-year-old Salvador Ramos was carrying out the massacre. The timeline of the shooting had been unclear, though Texas Department of Public Safety Regional Director Victor Escalon has provided details.
Then I want to clear up. That came out early on. It was reported that a school district police officer confronted the suspect that was making entry. Not accurate. He walked in unobstructed initially. So from the grandmother's house to the bar ditch to the school, into the school, he was not confronted by anybody. To clear the record on that.
The group of 7 have agreed to phase out coal power and expand renewable energy production to combat climate change, though they have not set a specific date or target. It comes on the third day of talks in Berlin between energy, climate, and environment ministers of the G7 countries. German Environment Minister Steffi Lemke says the G7 meeting would also include points on protecting biodiversity and reducing plastic pollution. And German Economy and Climate Minister Robert Habeck says the group needs to achieve radical climate protection.
In all our efforts to find new fossil energy suppliers and open up new fields in the short term, we must realize that this is a finite project, and the finite nature must be realized more quickly than ever imagined. We are literally running out of time, so we have established a rule of thumb. With every kilowatt hour that is produced from fossil fuels, twice the amount of renewable energy and efficiency must be brought in, so that we don't run into a new shackle of fossil energies.
The United States Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry says the energy crisis following Russia's invasion of Ukraine is not an excuse to find new fossil fuel supplies. To the AFL, Buddy Franklin has won the Goods O'Loughlin medal after kicking 5 goals in the Sydney Swans Marnigrook Indigenous match against the Richmond Tigers on Friday night. The Swans beat the Tigers by just 6 points at the Sydney Cricket Ground, 106-100, after coming back from 33 points down. The medal is awarded to the best player on ground and is named after Swans player Adam Goods and Michael O'Loughlin for their contribution to the club. Franklin, who's now won the award twice and has Indigenous heritage, says it's a special moment.
Awesome game tonight, boys. You're such a great club, so well done for our boys. Awesome. The crowd was amazing tonight. It's such a special round, and this is for my people, so well done, guys. Thank you.
And now for today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 22 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15. Hobart, also partly cloudy, 14. Canberra, showers easing, 16. Wollongong, showers, 20. Sydney, afternoon shower or two, 21. Newcastle, the same, 21. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, a sunny 28. And Darwin, a sunny 33. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghadib.